You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Aneta Szuek. She is a curator from Poland. Aneta, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what you're working on now. I know you've done all kinds of projects, but what is it in terms of curating that you're working on at the moment?
There are two big projects I'm busy with at the moment. One is a group show of our festival called Alternativa, which we do every year. And this year project is titled Vernacularity. It just opened and is co-curated with one French curator, Beatrice Joss, and one British one, Emily Pettig. And that's fifth edition of our festival, which is located in Gdańsk Shipyard. And it is our way to inhabit the local condition, which is a post-industrial one, and trying to somehow use, maybe it's not a good word, but take art as a tool that helps us to be a part of the transformation of this post-industrial condition into the new city quarter.
And where is that taking place exactly?
This is the shipyard in Gdańsk. It is this legendary shipbuilding factory where Solidarność movement started in 1980s. So the movement that eventually ended the communist regime and Central and Eastern Europe. So this is a legendary place, very important for history of Europe, but also the place that is facing serious economic difficulties because the shipyard was once the largest employer, and the collapse of the shipyard created huge unemployment in the area, and although it still operates, it's much smaller than it used to be. So the condition which we are trying to inhabit is a very complex one, because we are dealing with issues of revitalization, but also gentrifications, which we are trying to ease for the area. It is a matter of economic downfall, but also the fact that the place in which we work, it's slowly becoming a kind of monument. It's a memorial site. It's the local community and also international community has very strong relationship to this place. It causes very strong emotions. It's somehow symbolic location in which a political class of Poland is trying somehow to relate as its political legacy. So there are many layers that make operations in this area very challenging, very difficult, but also very exciting.
So let's talk about how you're putting together the curatorial theme for the show, because that does sound very, very complex, and it seems as it also characterized some of the your practice for the past several years. How are artists being chosen to articulate this program, and maybe we could talk a little bit more about just how the program is developing, as you say, so that the theme that you discussed is emerging.
Yes, I work in the shipyard already a decade, and it was very particular experience, because moving to the shipyard at the time when it was still surrounded by the shipyard wall, which doesn't exist anymore, but in that moment when I moved in and started to work there as a curator, it was a place that was somehow in a state of exception. Everything was different. It didn't have a link to the reality of the city, for example. at the same time, it was, as I said, incredibly complex and multi-layered. So in a way, it was a place to experiment with the contemporary reality of Europe, with all its difficulties that are economic, political, and social. So for me and other curators and artists I work with, was a place where, in a nuclei, where you can see all the problematics of public life we are facing. So, but at the same time, we didn't want to somehow impose the art world as it is on the shipyard, because we thought it belongs to somebody else in kind of moral sense, political sense, in ethical sense. So we wanted to engage with both people who work in the shipyard and people who live nearby in some kind of dialogue on how this place will be changing. So there is not such a thing like one project or one particular methodology that we would employ in the course of this decade, because the situation was very dynamic. So every year we had to react upon something completely new. For example, such as building the road out of the blue, and we had to somehow position ourselves to this kind of new spatial component. So what we are trying to do is somehow not only make exhibitions or other art projects within the walls of the art organization, but rather to be an active component, also some kind of city activist that tries to inspire local administration and private investors to be more responsible for industrial heritage, for the community that lives here, or any other person that feels emotionally bonded to that place. So that's a very difficult task, as you can imagine. And so we try to work different ways. So there is a kind of performative way through which we try to give the voice to people who are bonded with this area. For example, we had the project Subjective Bus Line, in which the shipyard workers were leading tours to the shipyard. So they were given a voice, and people who are usually not heard and not listened to. So somehow we try to provide them with the stage of visibility. And they could talk to people about what they are doing in real time. And the bus on which they are running the tour was a minuscule and discursive place in which they could be finally heard or get involved in conversation with people. And the other projects we do, for example, communal gardens, or we get involved directly, first through projects we make, and then by direct conversation with the city authorities and the local investors on how this area should look like. And running some kind of pop-up activities, we are showing the potentiality of the space. So in a way, when we take a major subject of alternativa, for example, labor and leisure, or materiality, or everydayness, or vernacularity. These are all terms and concepts, ideas that are taken directly from the context in which we work, but then given the frame of the broader international art world and different competences that do not come only from the field of art. So we try to have the approach that is, let's say, transdisciplinary. Mm-hmm. So if we are dealing with, for example, this year our subject is vernacularity, we are not working only with art objects, but also with daily life objects. So in a way, we are trying to somehow level that difference, status difference, so to say, between art object and any other kind of object. So we are trying to deal with certain visuality that is connected to the industrial surrounding, but to do not just impose art on something that ceases to exist as a place of labor.
That sounds like a tall task for a curator. In one sense, as I understand what you're saying in the activities, this also has not a political agenda, but it is political. This is transformative. It sounds like you'd like change to happen from this in the community, in the world, a certain kind of reflection, a type of intellectual understanding, and thus a change in action from the audience, as you were saying, private investors, acting responsibly. It's a powerful and kind of large mission. In that sense of it being, if what I'm saying is correct, a type of activism almost, how do you feel
yes.
it's being received? And is that happening? Is change being affected at all? And if so, how is it or not in terms of its reception?
Yes, it's actually very interesting because when we started, we have the 1 month lease and no certainty whatsoever whether we will stay 1 day longer. And having our contract, lease contract extended every third month, and we were building step by step our credibility and capacity of staying here, and nobody believed that it will be at all possible, because we also know those processes and we know how artists run organization and are being somehow ousted by the global capital that comes and is not interested at all in that is this type of activities, right? So that we have taken an enormous risk, and it's bringing the fruit. And I must say that what we managed to do, and I think it's an absolute phenomenon on European soil, that we created a stakeholder committee for the shipyard, which includes artists and poor inhabitants from the area, besides city authorities and besides international investors. So we actually sit every 6-8 weeks, and we discuss all the matters that need to be consulted in this group of people. We started to a big local conversation about how industrial heritage, the buildings and cranes that are not in use anymore, could be protected and what kind of function they could be given. And it's a very difficult process because many buildings were demolished in the course of last 10 years. But what happened is that we are in the process of starting process of the governmental protection for the area. Moreover, I just came back today from the meeting in which we are discussing a transformation of those industrial these factory halls in the shipyard, in which Alternativa happens every year. We are talking about buying them, being bought by the government to start the Museum of Modern Art in those buildings. And I am a plenipotentiary of the local government to make this museum to happen. So that's another thing I'm doing. So from the small nonprofit organization that started to work giving visibility to that unwanted heritage nobody really cared about, to bringing to the level of the national value, the object of governmental listing and protection, and starting the museum. So that's a brand new project. And what we are trying to do, we are trying to buy those buildings to start the museum and open it in 2019.
Wow, that is a big project. So what sounds fascinating to me, as you said, is this stakeholders committee, which probably is, as you say, unique in European soil, this idea of such a diverse group, as I understand it, coming together and making decisions. And it is in this stakeholders group where essentially your curatorial mission, or the curatorial mission of the whole of everything, is being decided. And in a sense, that is where the actual, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in a sense where the activism comes in, because this isn't one curator or one curator and a few people. This is also community members and others debating and discussing what's happening in the future.
Yes, and this is what I called curating context, which in a way it names my methodology of working. I was somehow frustrated by the failure of our Engage Art that either ends in a kind of community work and or it fails completely politically. And you are right that it is a political work. It's not taking political sides, so it's not like political practice per se, right? Because we are not supporting any political party. But it's political by its nature, because it creates links between people and between organization. And what we are trying to do is to somehow use visual culture and the very concept and the tool of visibility to give importance to something that was overlooked completely.
Well, it also makes art itself something that is important and integral to a culture that's growing, changing, and trying to reconcile its past, its surroundings. I mean, this isn't, you know, always something that we see in the arts. We see a lot of different things, but this is something that seems to be truly engaging, as you say, the context of where you are, but also of all the participants and audience within it.
Absolutely. You know, when you look at art and that claims to be engaged, you often face this kind of failure, that it always has this limited impact. And before starting this project in the shipyard, I visited many places where industrial buildings or areas were transformed into city quarters or cultural institutions. And it was very clear from the very beginning that this is not what I want, because it's not about realizing our selfish goal. Okay, I want to have a gallery, or I want to have a museum because I want to have a place to exhibit my projects, right? So that's not what I thought is my public role. And since the role of curator is kind of with time is growing, because curators are given somehow visibility and voice, right? Because we also speak, we advocate for our project. So I thought, why don't we advocate for more? Why don't we, because there is so much to be done in the country. And the country that is a kind of fast-growing economy, but also country with growing social economic differences. There's a growing poverty. There's a lot of we are somehow enslaved by the banks. That's the neoliberal economy is really having a great time here in Poland. So the country is undergoing strong economic and social transformation. And I think whatever we do in the field of culture must be responsive to that problem, that art doesn't exist without its socio-economic reality. And I'm not talking about who pays for art, but rather what's the condition of our audience, because we serve our publics, and our publics are not only people who can afford the museum ticket, right?
That's true, absolutely, yeah. And it's and then there's, you know, who's funding it in the government, and as well as the audience and everything else. There are so many layers to who the audience is, and
exactly.
I love how you're talking about putting together this, and it sounds, you know, very successful, and your last meeting that you just came out of also sounds very exciting. The idea of creating a museum that everyone came up with, that's quite extraordinary as well. That's a huge project.
Yes, also I think that we are doing two things at the time, because we can protect a beautiful 1940s modernist industrial building and have a museum which this city was longing for, because there is no museum of contemporary art in the north of Poland, and that's a unique opportunity to have this museum next to European Solidarity Center, which is also in the shipyard area, next to the Second World War Museum, which is in construction and is just 500 meters away. So in a way, we are creating an area in which the audience can go from museum to museum, and in the city that it's so historically important, because this is the city where Second World War started, right? And this is the city when Solidarność movement was born. So the two very important dates of 20th century are connected directly to the city.
Annette, it's wonderful talking to you about this. I think it's a very exciting project. In closing, is there any particular examples of some of the work that will be installed that you want to talk about or mention?
I think it would be a bit premature to discuss it, because there is some acquisitions made already by the museum, because the collection of the National Museum will go to this modern museum. But we hope that Alternativa will be also a production tool for the museum collection. We will definitely try to collect the work of international artists, but including artists who also make works that directly locate that are directly connected to the shipyard. So, for example, Walking on Water by Alan Sekula would be the best possible piece to show in this museum, because it was made in the shipyard.
And what is that? Can you tell us a little bit about that piece?
This is a series of slides that Alan Sekula made during his visit to Gdańsk and Warsaw in 1989-1990, so at the moment of transition of Poland from communism to democracy, and from socialism to capitalism. So he made the photos of the shipyard at the moment when somehow shipyard is frozen, because the previous economic order collapsed and the new one didn't happen yet. And when it happened, it was very damaging for the shipyard. And so this work actually documents the very important momentum in history of Poland, which is both political and economic. So that's the work about transition and what it caused for the shipyard or in general heavy industry in the country. So it's about a moment that really created contemporary political and social and economic reality. So I think that's the piece that really should be a centerpiece for this collection.
Aneta, how do you work with the artists in Alternativa?
There is a number of ways. One of the ways is Artist in Residence program, which we are running since a couple of years. So we invite artists to develop special project for us, which is somehow related to the context of the shipyard or context of the city or Poland. And this successfully brought several works to Alternativa. But also we are in touch with international art community, and we are usually quite early on informed about artists who work with kind of political engaging manners. So also this is one of the ways in which artists land in Alternativa.
Aneta, thanks so much for talking with us today. It's been a pleasure. I'm very excited about what you're doing, and I wish you success with the next iteration of that, as well as the possibility of that museum in 19.
Yes.
Wow,
yes,
thank you.
Hope we're going to make it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WIBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.